My name is Mamta Khanabar, and I work as Children's Service Manager for one of the Bernardus project called APNA. APNA means ours, and we provide a lot of services to the children with the special needs, and services ranges from home care, personal care, befriending, one-to-one support, someone support in the community, and we also run after-school club and play schemes for special needs children. Everybody think that self-directed support means, oh, you control your own funding. But that's just a part of it. It's more about you service user being in more control, exercising their rights, having choices, you know, and getting really actively involved in designing their own care and all that. And also, it's not just about this individual families or service users. It's more about how you can change the whole environment you live in, your whole community, how you can kind of support the community to use their resources. And also, a lot of time, we don't see the resources community has got to offer. And nobody supports the community in order to enhance those resources. So, self-directed support, one of the thing is building capacity of the community where the services are come from so they can use the resources there, which is, I don't think anybody's talking about this just now. The focus just now is very much on getting the family go on self-directed funding. In terms of Bernardo's readiness to deal with it, I think we have changed the way we work. Our practice is now much more based on outcome. And if somebody decided to go through self-directed support, we support the family. We tell them if this is your right. There are three options you can choose from. Either you ask social work to manage your budget, or you manage it, or do half-half. So this is your choice. Social work has to agree with it. Obviously, they do the assessment of the parents or the guardians just to determine that if they're competent to manage the funds, and you know, this is something I don't have any control. It's between social work and the families, but we try to make sure that family, at least they know what's their right and where they stand with this and all that. We should be doing more, but the problem just now is it's all about resources. I mean, honestly, our home care service is very, very, very busy because we are so flexible. If I show you a timesheet, we prepare a weekly timesheet. The timesheet on Monday and the timesheet on Thursday. All the chops and changes and all that, you won't be able to read it. You know, lots of time we are spending on kind of managing that flexibility, and also all our staff, sessional staff who work directly with children, they are very well supported. They get one-to-one supervision. They get group supervision and then all the trainings and things. So the home care coordinator has to manage everything. And also because we are very responsive, if social work say that, oh, tomorrow can you start the service for this child whose mom has got cancer and she's just going blah, blah, we will start the service tomorrow. And all the paperwork and things. So that's done very quickly. And then I just feel that you're not getting enough time to kind of work with the community and all that. But still, every now and then we do.